Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Let's get you up to date now with this
Top 6 Hot Takes.
Matt forgot.
I totally forgot.
Because he just told me he doesn't know who John Voight
He's
is.
He's never heard of John Voight.
You've never heard of John Voight?
Oh, really?
John Voight.
Angelina Jolie's father.
I'm Googling him now.
Strange father. This is the guy writing our movie quiz later today.
Yeah, well.
See, this is my problem. Don't start on that.
You did a very good job last week.
Last week you were very good with your questions.
You said in the office yesterday afternoon. You're all piling on.
No, I wasn't piling on. I mean, you've got some shortcomings. The quiz was fine. You're flapping and your pearls. But the quiz was fine. Top 6 at 6, little bon mots, tiny tails, morsels, something to carry through the day.
Yeah.
Not as much water cooler going on
no,
as normal.
This is a lot of chat at home.
Zoom chat.
Oh, yes, that's good.
Zoom one of your mates.
With these facts.
I haven't done as much. Well, probably because of the hours we're working. But traditionally in lockdown, I was doing a lot of Zoom drinking with people. Did you do that in a long lockdown?
I did it once. And then I got so bored, I never did
I
it again.
It.
Nothing yeah. worse.
Oh, you didn't like Zoom drinking?
Oh, I think
if I get invited to one more
worse.
Zoom trivia night, no.
No, I wasn't doing that. I was just seriously sucking sauce and chat.
No, I wasn't doing that. I did it once for the novelty.
Yeah.
And then that was
I'd rather drink alone.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're all a bit like that.
Wake me up when it's done.
Yeah.
Wake me up.
When the lockdown ends.
Yeah, that's nice. It. Top 6 at 6 coming in at number 1. Former President Donald Trump is telling people he will be reinstated as president by August.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Has he lost his mind?
Yeah, probably.
Jesus.
He lost it a long time ago. What's that about, though? What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
No.
Me neither.
That's the beauty of Top 6 at 6. He doesn't have any social media platforms anymore.
No, they've removed him from all of that. He started his own, remember, and it was a disaster.
Disaster, yeah.
Number 2 on the Top 6 at 6, Premier Daniel Andrews returns still uncertain after 4. Yeah, a lot of people are asking, where's Daniel?
How long has it been?
Well, it was...
3 months? 4 months? It was a long weekend, wasn't it?
It was the
March,
long weekend.
Start of March.
Oh, Labor Day weekend, 12th of March, around there.
So it's a fair few months.
Yeah.
It's three minimum.
3 months.
Yeah, but that's what they were projecting.
Yeah, they were. It just seems like a lot longer.
He's clearly recovering. I don't know what you expect him to do. Say, we're in lockdown.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway.
The 9th of March.
9th of March.
Oh, 9th of March, was it? Yeah.
James Molino's... I'd like to see more of him. I wish he'd step out from behind the lectern. So I could get a look at his face.
Dickie Knee's the Deputy Premier.
Dickie Knee.
Daryl.
Shut up, James. We're in the middle of something.
I really like James Molino.
I'd like to see his face. I'm not going to lie. I'd love him to just lower
see
the,
his face on the
I'd
news
I'd love
every
him
night.
To just lower the microphones.
It's like this.
It's pretty visual for the radio, but you're right. Oh, there's James. James, stand up. Oh, you are. Sorry, mate.
Oh, no.
Right, okay.
Number 3, Naomi Osaka's tennis career is in danger, says 3-time Wimbledon winner Boris Becker. I don't know if Boris is
going to say,
stay out of it.
Boris would know.
I don't know if he's your go to for how people's careers are going.
On the barometer.
Yeah. I had a kid with a woman in a cupboard. Remember that?
That's right. Yeah.
It had
a lot going on.
He was having his mains and went, you know what? I'm having for dessert.
Yes.
That lady in the cupboard over there.
Yeah.
In the cupboard?
Yeah.
I need to do some Googling.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
Google Boris Becker lady in cupboard child.
Oh, my.
And you'll find out everything you need.
Yep.
To know.
It's all there.
Number 4, 9 slammed for lack of diversity in pro-vaccine ad that features likes of Carl Stefanovic, Ali Langdon, Scott Cann, and Aaron Molan.
Oh, wow. Ali Langdon.
Who's Aaron Molan?
She's a Sydney personality, I believe.
Yes.
Who?
Yes. Sydney.
Aaron Molan?
Yeah.
Yep.
Never heard of her. Number 5, AFL promises players no more than 3 weeks away. I'm assuming that's hub related, Will.
Yep.
I assume.
Thank you for your contribution. It's pretty self-explanatory.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, but if I'm inviting you into the show to talk, talk.
But I'm about to do it in depth.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Why, why didn't you just say that?
Okay.
Holy
it's coming
hell.
Up on the back page.
Oh, thank you, mate. Number six, Purple Wiggle Lachlan Gillespie doesn't do a very good job at travelling incognito as he lands at Sydney Airport wearing a purple Lockie hat.
What's on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba.
For KO, Sport Lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you are new to KO, start your 14-day free trial right now. Middle of lockdown, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's a perfect time.
Sure
thank
is.
Thank you to KO for being involved.
Absolutely.
It's a great time to get into sport. Every day is a good day for sport.
Never ends.
Never ends, mate.
That's the beauty of sport.
Yeah.
Even in the worst of the lockdown for us Victorians, sport was always there.
Can you imagine if it wasn't?
I drifted a bit away from sport.
Yeah, you said it was the least footy you'd watched.
It's the least footy I've ever watched.
Yeah.
I drifted away from sport and heavily into alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't the only one.
And,
it happened a lot last year.
I think I'm still recovering from that.
I did a bit of both.
Did you?
Often accompanying each other.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
It's very easy to watch telly, drink alcohol when the sport's on.
Well, there was footy every night.
Yeah,
it was
I know.
Like Big Bash.
What did they call it?
Footy Frenzy.
Footy Frenzy.
I think each network had their own name for it.
Yeah.
Bonanza. So we have a bit of a footy frenzy in New South Wales this weekend.
Yes.
So Friday night's monster clash between Melbourne and Brisbane will now take place at Giants Stadium in Western Sydney, the home of the Giants, of course, after being moved from Alice Springs, which is disappointing because...
Oh, Alice Springs would have loved to have that game.
Basically, top of the table clash on a Friday night.
Alice will be disappointed, Alice Springs.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
What's her sister's name?
Bromansbury.
The Sydney Cricket Ground is going to be used on Saturday for Sydney versus St Kilda and again on Sunday for Carlton West Coast.
Zero. Zero.
Crowd. No, they'll get a bit of Carlton West
I'm
Coast.
Saying Carlton West Coast will be under 400 people.
No way.
Are you kidding?
No, you're
at the Sydney Cricket Ground.
That Carlton have a big travelling posse.
But what?
I reckon they'll get closer to 10.
10,000 people?
Yeah. West Coast have a
that'll
have
do
a
me,
presence.
Gus.
Let's see.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's all right. 400. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
We'll
400 people is ridiculous.
It's offensive.
Yeah. We're not North Melbourne.
Have you met Marty?
I am asking you to leave. I am asking you to leave.
So while the Saints were originally listed as the home team for their match, it's been determined that they're going to switch their round 21 clash against the Swans. And that game should be at Marvel Stadium, but this weekend they'll play at the SCG. We already know that Saturday night's Dreamtime match, Essendon-Richmond, will be at Optus Stadium instead of the MCG. That's over in Perth. 45,000 tickets were sold last night in just a few hours.
There'll be no one there.
No one's going to go to that one over in Perth. So that's an indication at a neutral venue there's still a big appetite for footy between
Yeah, we saw that on the
clubs.
Weekend between the Gold Coast and Hawthorn.
Okay. Adelaide Collingwood is the interesting one. It's still up in the air. It's on Saturday afternoon at a yet-to-be-confirmed venue. The South Australian government has given Collingwood an exemption to fly in and fly out to play the game in Adelaide.
Very generous.
But it could also be played in New South Wales. We don't know just yet. So this all leads to the conversation of, depending on how long Victoria's lockdown goes, could the AFL players be forced back into hubs? Jack Riewoldt was someone on Fox Footy last night who said that he would lean towards coming home rather than going into a hub, given his young family. Here's what he had to say on Fox Footy.
Whilst we're in an extremely privileged position to be able to still work and be afforded these luxuries to travel interstate and do the thing we love, there's still an emotional toll that it takes on me. But my main priority is my family and. Yeah, it's hard to leave a 2.5-year-old and a 5-month-old at home.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
So
he obviously hasn't discovered club sandwiches and hotel rooms. God, I couldn't think of anything more you'd want to do more than go away for a couple of weeks with a 2.5 or 5-month-old.
Just hang out with the boys on the road.
Smashing stuff.
Club sandwiches.
Club sandwiches. Slapping blokes on the bum.
Yeah.
What time are you going to training? All that stuff.
Yeah.
Come watch a movie in my room. Oh, what are you doing in the showers?
It's the life of an AFL player on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're forced back into hubs, I'm not sure how many will come back, but it looks like it'll be more than last year. Because
what do you mean?
I think it's taken its toll on some, particularly some of the senior players with young families.
Yeah, well, last year was ridiculous.
Last year was ridiculous.
But this would only be a couple of weeks at most, I would have thought.
Let's see how our COVID situation pans out.
Fair call.
French Open. Let's quickly rattle over some Australian results. She got up in three sets against Bernarda Peira of the USA.
Mm.
It was in the post-match press conference, she said she wasn't 100% and she required a medical timeout for a hip complaint.
Okay.
But the world number one got up. Our top-ranked male seed, Alex de Minaur, got up in straight sets, which is good news.
Yes.
We had a few other wins. Alexei Popperin lost to Rafael Nadal, unfortunately, well, which is to be expected.
That's going to... Hasn't he won 13 of the French? How many has he won?
I think it's 13. Yeah. Easily the most ever. And this is a bit strange. Two-time Wimbledon champ and world number 11, Petra Kvitova, announced overnight that she's withdrawing from the tournament due to a freak ankle injury she sustained during her post-match media conference. I can't find any footage of it, and what I can't find any more.
She rolled her ankle.
She must have just gone up to the lectern and...
It's got a bit of the Glenn McGrath's at Edgbaston about it.
Bit of that standing on a cricket ball. Mm. But, yeah, more fuel to the fire of post-match press conferences. Mm.
They have to stop.
Have to stop.
And Greg Hunt has to go.
That's a whole new thing.
Unrelated.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.